Lucas, what are you doing?
Working out, man. But well, I'm running out of stuff to listen to.
You're running out of stuff to listen to?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Audible?
Oh.
No. Well, this podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. And Lucas, you and all of our listeners of this fine podcast can get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/3angrynerds. And they have over 100,000 titles to choose from, and you can play it on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or even your archaic MP3 player. Everybody, welcome to the Three Angry Nerds podcast, and we're living up to our name again. We have three nerds this week.
So. Oh my God, three!
Yay!
Yeah, so you know, don't get a pissy emailing us. Well, actually, I guess you know you can email us getting pissy. I'd rather have that over last week when like only one person emailed us.
And oh, didn't really? Even know who was it first.
No, well, it was kind of funny because I was listening to that episode from last week. And we just evolved into insulting our listeners, which is fun.
Oh, harsh, man. Guys, come on.
That was because last week was our gong show, right?
Was it?
I got this week saying that it was one of our funniest bits when we were insulting our listeners. So, for whatever reason, it must have been endearing enough. So, how is everybody?
Good.
I'm not dead yet.
Well, I'm glad, yeah. Carlos. You bucked the trend, buddy.
Yay!
Speaking of things that you thought might be dead but aren't, Batman versus Superman. Anyways, we're gonna get our first look at it with the upcoming Mad Max Fury Road. It's been confirmed that the trailer for that for Batman versus Superman is gonna be attached to that. So I don't know. I'm gonna have to admit that it was. That I was wrong about it, or I'm just going to be like, oh, I knew it was going to be horrible. Told you.
Serious? Like, Batman versus Superman? Like, they're going against each other?
Yeah.
Well, for real?
Well, that's how it started, and then they started cramming every other member of the Justice League into this film.
Yeah, because what, Flash is in it, Aquaman's in it, Wonder Woman's in it, Cyborg's in it, you're like, this isn't Justice League, we swear.
Yeah. And to think this started off as a Man of Steel sequel, and now it's like, will Superman even have screen time in this movie, or is he just going to basically show up for like a total of 25 minutes in the movie or something like that?
Interesting.
That's like a YouTube video waiting to happen, is somebody like recording how long Superman's actually in his own sequel.
Yeah. They're like, this is Man of Steel 2, except it's not.
So, the question I want to ask you guys is, do you think they'll release it online, or do you think they're going to make you go to the movie theater to see it?
Wait, is that a serious question? Curtis, stop.
Really?
I don't think they're going to release it online, that's my guess.
What?
Yes. It's Warner Brothers we're talking about here. I don't think they're smart enough to do that.
I think you're taking your hatred of them a little bit too far, Curtis.
I'm just saying... They'll be like, well, you know, you want to go see Mad Max Fury Road, and they dumped a lot of money into that movie, so...
Wait, did Warner Brothers make Mad Max Fury Road? I don't even know.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Oh, they did? Oh, okay. Are you guys going to watch that?
No.
Because I've seen the other three movies, so I kind of have to see this one now, because I'm kind of curious, but...
Yeah. Oh, okay. How about you, Carlos?
No.
Okay.
Carlos, have you even seen a Mad Max movie or no?
No.
See, I kind of knew the answer to that, but I had to ask anyways. Yeah, no, I mean...
I guess maybe at some point I'll watch one of them. I don't know, it just never really drew my interest.
The first one's okay. The second one's amazing. The third one sucks.
That's what I heard, is that it's the second one that you want to watch. Everything else is just sort of there.
And honestly, you could watch the second one on its own, and you don't need the first one to, like, give you a leeway into the second one. You could just watch the second one on its own, and it makes complete sense on its own. The Mad Max had a lot of money that was dumped into it for the longest time. Like, it's been a huge money suck for the studio, so I imagine that, yeah, Batman vs. Superman will help hopefully raise some of that money, even just a little bit. Even if those guys like Jollo who will now see it just so they can see the trailer.
Cool.
Fuck Jollo.
Dalton's still rolling. He's still hate. Speaking of hate, I'm pretty sure Carlos is going to hate on this, because he's all hating on Miss Marvel lately. Julie Delpy and Linda Cardellini, I guess that's how you say her name. I don't know.
I think so.
I think I didn't totally butcher that. When they announced the premiere of Age of Ultron, those two were in there, and everyone's like, wait, they haven't been cast in that movie yet, but we know they're in the movie now because it says that they are, so, but we don't know what roles they have. So a lot of speculation is that one of them is Carol Danvers. So.
And
when have I been
hating on Ms. Marvel?
Sorry.
It's not true. When have I been hating on Ms. Marvel? That's not true.
When it got announced, you're like, eh.
I was because I didn't like the direction they were taking it because of the fact that they were going with the new name or whatever. That was it. Aside from that, I'm excited to see the character because she's a personal favorite of mine.
Okay. Well,
so that's so nice.
There we go. Carlos is totally on board with Captain Marvel now.
Yeah.
What if through half the movie she's called Miss Marvel and then like in the middle of the movie they just start calling her Captain Marvel?
I guess that would be the thing is, I just want them to acknowledge that was her comic history for like decades, right? I just don't like that they're throwing out that name as if being like, oh, that didn't happen. I just that part just pisses me off. But I mean, if they call her Ms. Marvel at first and then change the name later, I guess that's fine. But you know, it just comes across as like as if they're like trying to erase her comic history, as if they're ashamed of it, even though I'm like, she was a great character for decades. It wasn't just in the last 2 years when she became good.
I think they're trying to make her gender... Well, obviously they can't make her gender neutral, but, like, make the kind of title gender neutral, so...
That's a little crap, because there's all kinds of gender names. I mean, like, Iron Man, Spider-Man, Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, Scarlet Witch, those are all gendered names, and nobody complains about those.
No.
So, I don't buy the whole, oh, look, she has a name that doesn't reveal her gender. If she's suddenly a better character, that's a load of crap.
I've heard that online. I'm with you. I disagree with that. I think that's BS, but I think that that could be a possibility as to why they've went with the more Captain Marvel name. It's more PC, I guess you could say.
Ms. Marvel's a better name in general anyway. I think so too.
Captain. I agree.
She has a higher rank than Captain, so in the military, so it's crap.
Yeah, she got demoted.
So, but anyway, but I'm still excited for Carol Danvers in general. I'm still excited for that. But I still don't think that either of these girls just have bit parts. I'm telling you right now, it's not her.
That's what I was gonna ask. Do you think that they're actually, you know, big wigs in the movie or what?
No, neither of them are. They're like, and just in terms of like, you look at their careers or whatever. Now, obviously, we know that Marvel likes to do some outside the box casting. But I'm saying is that, I'm pretty sure if they wanted Carol Danvers to be in this movie as a cameo and make it one of those things where it's sort of like a surprise, they wouldn't let that information leak in like this sort of like weird half-assed way. They're like, oh yeah, these two people are in this movie. Okay. I'm telling you, they just have some minor role of relatively no importance. I bet it's going to be something like, you know, like how Ashley Johnson, the girl that was the waitress in Avengers that had the crush on Captain America. It's going to be something small like that. It's not going to be, oh, she's leading her own franchise now. Like, no, that's not going to be it.
And they were like, oh, one of the girls from Mad Men could be playing Captain Marvel. There was this blonde that was on in season 4 of Mad Men, I want to say. And I thought it was her at first. And then I saw who it was. I'm like, oh, that wasn't even, like, my first choice. So, I don't, yeah.
I still don't even think she's not going to be in this movie. I still too early.
Introduce. We're going to have to put some bets on this here, Carlos. I'm pretty sure she's going to show up in this movie. I want to play some money down on that.
I don't gamble in general, but...
Ooh, gamble BK Nuggets.
I can gamble BK Nuggets. 5 BK Nugs on whether or not Carol Danvers appears in Age of Ultron.
I'll get some
boom.
FedEx package with 5 BK Nuggets, and I'm like, oh, okay. I guess Carol Danvers was in the movie. Daredevil. Speaking of things that are good tasting and go down easy, Daredevil getting its first reviews, and they're very positive. Apparently people are really digging on the Daredevil Netflix series, so...
Well, I mean, this wasn't completely unexpected, but it's also nice to finally hear, like, some official reviews. So the gist is basically that Marvel released the first 5 episodes to reviewers, basically saying, like, hey, like, this is what our show is like, you know, you can get a pretty good taste of it, and then, I mean, obviously the rest of them will be available when they get released on April 10th, but the reviewers got the first 5 episodes early, and, like, you know, they can get a general feel for what the show is going to be like. Right, so they can get enough of a review. And I haven't seen any bad reviews yet. I've read a whole bunch of them, like maybe like 10 or so. There was only one that was sort of like middling in terms of being like talking about there were certain things they didn't like about the tone or whatever. But the general consensus appears to be that it's very different from anything that Marvel's done before, which is what we were hoping for. That it takes full advantage of the Netflix platform. So, I mean... They don't have as much of a gigantic budget as a movie, but they have a better budget as well as better ratings than your average TV show, like Arrow, for example. That was actually pretty funny. One of the reviewers, I think it was Variety, said that this is the show Arrow wants to be. And I'm like, ha, 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 ha. They appears to be pretty unanimous in terms of the cast has done an incredible job. Like, there was lots of compliments on both Charlie Cox and Vincent D'Onofrio, as well as obviously some talk about... Deborah Ann Woll as Karen Page, things like that. I also saw a few, I don't remember the name of the guy who's playing, whoever's playing Ben Urich actually got a couple mentions being like, he does a really good job as well. Yeah. So that's nice to hear.
And Anita, are you going to watch Daredevil when it comes out?
Better.
I'm contemplating it. Right now, Avengers is the first one on my list that I need to, like, cross off first. And then afterwards, when I see it, then I will consider Daredevil. I think I made that promise before to Carlos that I was going to watch it, or was that a different one?
If you watch, like, Marco Polo or something like that, you're going to watch it.
Oh, yeah. He has to watch Marco Polo first, and then I'm going to watch Daredevil.
John Carlos, have you watched Marco Polo yet, or what?
No.
No?
You got a week, Carlos? You can watch Marco. Carlos, when you review, can you let me know, like, is it actually just a show about people being like, Marco Polo?
That's the whole show, is just them playing that, random people, like, not even characters, just random people each week playing that game and what happens.
For an hour.
I would actually really like to see how that game formed. Like, why Marco Polo? Like, why that name? I actually literally wonder if they're going to put it in the show somewhere.
Marco Polo. I think that's the tentative title of this week's podcast. We should call it this Marco Polo.
It's too long.
Whatever, Carlos. When you come up with something better, you let me know, okay?
Well, I tend to. I usually almost always get the episode title, so we'll see.
I love how Devin Faraci of Badass Digest, who is not exactly a popular figure on the internet, because a lot of people think he's full of
because
shit.
Because it's Devin Faraci, that's why.
Yeah, he's full of shit. He says, hearing very bad buzz on Daredevil.
Yeah, it wasn't even just like, oh, I heard some... He said very bad buzz, like as if, like, whatever. But, and then all these reviews come out basically saying he's full of shit. And it's hilarious because you know it's because it's him, because he's been hating on Daredevil since it was announced. Like, every time they came out with, like, an announcement or news or casting, he's like, oh, I don't like this. I don't think it's going to be good. And then, of course, he's the only person who says, I'm hearing some very bad buzz about Daredevil, and then all these reviews come out saying it's incredible, so, yeah.
I just thought that was funny, because at first he's like, oh, very bad buzz, and like, the reviews are saying otherwise, so I think people shit, Mr. Devin.
Again, like, who is he hearing this bad buzz from?
His cat. He's looking at his cat. His cat's like, meow. He's like, I know. I heard that too. Goes to Twitter. I heard some very bad buzz about Daredevil from my cat.
Devin Farassi's cat. There's an episode title for you.
That'll be so, like, that'll really get us trending on Twitter, too. Call it Devin Farachi's cat. There we go.
See, I told you I was going to come up with a better title.
God damn it. speaking of better titles, balls, apparently the showrunner for Daredevil, Stephen DeKnight, said that an R-rated Punisher could possibly spin out of Daredevil once it's done, so... kind of exciting.
Which would be awesome.
Yeah, we've all been kind of waiting for that. I mean, I like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but I definitely think that there could be room for more adult-oriented, you know, material.
Well, that's what this Daredevil show was supposed to be sort of like a testing ground for, because this is, again, more adult, if you want to call it that, than anything that they had done. It's not quite rated R Punisher, but it's that sort of in-between, between their PG-13 movies. Like, they sort of said, like, I think Stephen DeKnight called it PG-16 at one point.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
interesting.
What the tone of Daredevil would be. But, I mean, people have been hoping for Punisher to get his redux for forever. And, I mean, if Daredevil ends up being the success that it looks like it's going to be, you know that if Stephen DeKnight, like, they're basically saying, you did a good job on Daredevil, what do you want to do next? He's like, Punisher, it's going to happen. I think, given the reviews that we've seen for Daredevil, that it's pretty much a safe bet.
Someone should ask Devin Farachi's cat what's going on. It probably knows.
Cat, are we going to get... Devin Farachi's cat, are we going to get a Punisher series?
Meow. Meow.
Really? I thought Thanos would appear in Daredevil. Holy shit, I should tell him.
Holy crap!
I think we just came up with a new meme. Carlos, just like that. We're just all of a sudden the biggest thing on the internet now.
Yeah, we're already trending on Twitter. We haven't even posted the episode yet, and Devin Farassi's cat is already taking over Twitter.
But anyways, Anita, would you watch Rated R Punisher? Would you go see some adult-oriented Marvel material?
I'm really intrigued as to, like, what would constitute it to be even more, like, adult-rated. Just like a sex scene? Are they just going to throw in a sex scene?
Well,
or is it just more deaths?
I think Punisher would just be as violent as possible, right? Because that's his thing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But I was just like, isn't there like already like tons of it already going around? So I wasn't so sure if they were just going to up the ante of, like, you know, more deaths, or if they were actually going to throw in a sex scene for the Punisher, which would just be like, wow,
I mean,
that's
possible.
A new twist.
They could do
that. They could.
My guess is that it will be more violent. I don't think they'll go. I don't think they're gonna have a lot of swearing, but I think that yeah, it's violence and blood will probably get up to notch.
Most likely.
Hunter's gonna stab someone in the fucking jaw. Like, that'd be great.
Carlos.
Wow, that is like Walking Dead kind of a thing right there.
Well, that's kind of it too, right? It's like, I mean, Walking Dead is people stabbing zombies every.
Is that R-rated?
No.
I don't think it's R-rated, no.
But it definitely pushes the envelope, I mean, more than TV has before, so... I mean, I think it's totally possible. I've already said that, like, my prediction for Daredevil is throughout the series they'll make references to, like, you know, the Punisher being, like, some vigilante in the streets.
Yeah, like someone who exists somewhere else right now.
Like, some criminal's gonna be like, oh, some guy with a black shirt with a skull on it came and just messed us all up, but you'll be like, you're full of it. No way one guy can take you all down, and, you know, the way that all goes, eventually all treat Punisher. That's my guess. That's a Three Angry Nerds prediction.
Cool.
Official.
The bank. Cash check.
Now Devin Rossi's cat is going to the bank.
Really? I didn't know that. Wow.
Cash that in for catnip.
Carol Danvers is the protagonist of Age of Ultron. I didn't know.
Holy crap.
Speaking of more Marvel Netflix stuff, Marvel announced its showrunner for Luke Cage. His name is Chio Cocker. just such a weird name, but I mean.
Did you pronounce that right?
I know. I was looking at it. I was just like, okay. I'm going to go with that, yeah.
I mean, whatever his parents wanted to name him, I mean, power to them. I mean, they probably were just like, maybe it's Chia Coker. I don't know. I honestly don't know. If you want Mr. Chio, email us or call into the podcast and let us know. How do we pronounce your name? But, yeah. I don't know, did you guys look at his filmography? I mean, he seems to have a few decent credits to his name.
Yeah.
He did the biopic about Biggie, Notorious B.I.G. He worked on that. He worked on Southland and Almost Human. Hey, Carlos, weren't you really into Almost Human?
What? No.
Okay, maybe that was Alex. I think Alex was, like, really into that show, and he was like, it's the best new show on TV, and it gets canceled. I'm like, lols.
Lol, it gets the Constantine treatment.
Oh, yeah, Constantine.
Isn't Constantine still sort of up in the air, technically, because they haven't had that meeting yet?
Yeah, they said they were going to have a meeting in April. And by meeting, that meeting's going to be them giving Matt Ryan his severance. It's like, sorry, dude. Just, nobody was watching your show. More people watch Gotham, and Gotham sucks. I don't know why I minimized the notes. Now I can't read what's happening next. But anyways, I mean, I guess this guy could do okay. I have no clue how good he is as a showrunner, producer. So, I mean, if he can do a good job, I guess good for him.
Yeah, his eyes look pretty intense. It's just like, ooh, I'd be scared of him.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, Marvel's pretty smart where it's like, if people can come in and give them a good pitch, they'll hire them. So, I mean, we look at this guy and we're like, oh, this guy only worked on the Biggie biopic and Southland and Almost Human. It's like, I guess he's not a great fit, but I mean, who knows? He might have had a really amazing pitch to Marvel, so they might know more than we do, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe Kevin Feige's like, whatever. You're African American, you'll do. Put you on. Did Carlos, like, pass off or what?
No, I'm still here. I was just listening. I don't know what to say, but, like, again, I don't really know much about this guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, like, obviously it's exciting that, you know, we know that Luke Cage's sort of crew is starting to get put together, right? Because, I mean, I'm interested in seeing how this show goes. It's good to know that, again, we'll be seeing him in AKA Jessica Jones, so we'll get a little bit of, like, a preview of what he's up to, what he's doing.
Just released that announced that he was, that he got the also said that, you know, it's going to be more comedic as well. So, I think that was kind of in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of things that make us laugh, Carlos, the actor behind your favorite TV show of all time, Stephen Amell, has been cast as Casey Jones in TMNT Half Shell.
Okay, is it actually just called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Half Shell? Like, is that
the rumor title?
Oh my god, just
it should be on the half shell.
Or it could just be called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. Hey, we're making a second one.
Or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, we're not making this movie and it got canceled.
I didn't mind the first TMNT. I thought it was actually okay. But I didn't grow up with it. Well, I grew up around Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but I never watched it, so I don't really have an investment in this franchise.
I did. I loved it so much. I even have, like, the first season, like, animated series DVD signed by Kevin Eastman. That's how much I love the Turtles. I was looking at this on the agenda, and I was just like, I'm still not happy with this casting of Casey Jones.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I'm not happy.
What's your
Show us your passion for this.
Okay, well, like, Casey Jones, for one thing, he's kind of like a not slacker, but he's pretty, like, not grungy, but, like, just kind of like a...
kind of like a hockey player, I guess.
He is a hockey player. He's actually very good at sports. But he's also, like, this very casual... like, he's a very cool dude, you know? He's, like, I don't know, a hockey player that got really, like, you know, a washed-up hockey player that's, like, all kind of, like, maybe... I would say high. He gets high every single day if he could, you know? And he would just drink if he could. But, I mean, in the end, I'm sorry, Steven, he doesn't look like a Casey Jones. He doesn't have that demeanor of Casey Jones as well.
He's a pretty intense guy.
Pretty intense. Like, he plays the intense, the serious, like, Lifetime kind of look. But Casey Jones has, like, this air of, like, you know, he's serious when he wants to be serious and he gets pissed off. But then he also, like, has fun and he just chills and he knows, like, when to joke. Like, I feel like I need someone who's not as serious as Steven. Like, Steven is good looking at all, and Casey Jones is not good looking. Like, not considered a good looking character in my book. Like, you know, as like a die hardcore passionate fan from like ever since I was like born. Yeah.
She popped out with the turtles knowledge like imprinted in her mind.
But like,
I did.
Here's the thing, like, on the show and in the comments or whatever, Casey Jones and Megan or April O'Neil, they have their thing, right? Like, they kind of get together.
They do, so kind of, yeah.
They need to have somebody who's as attractive or, you know, somewhat close to the same level as Megan Fox, right? Otherwise, I mean, they kind of just throw some ugly guy at her. She'd be like, no.
Oh, wait, is Megan Fox April O'Neil? Why is Megan Fox April O'Neil? Okay.
I don't know. She was April O'Neil in the last movie.
I didn't pay attention to the last movie either because I feel like the movies these days aren't... They're just, like, made for the masses, but they're not actually properly made for the fans.
Welcome to Nerd
Life. I know. But then, see, here's the thing, is that, like, in the original, Casey Jones and April O'Neil, something happens between them, but that is because they both come from two different worlds, okay, and opposite attracts. That's how it is. He's a badass. Casey Jones is this badass that knows how to fight, and she's attracted to that part, not necessarily his face,
right. But
what he can do. Yeah. April O'Neil is supposed to be the pretty girl with only the people skills, and that's what attracts him.
Well, we'll have to see. We'll have to keep our eyes peeled for this. We might have to.
Yeah.
You know, when the first footage comes out, he's a pretty boy. He's got, like, you know, a really nice suit on. You'll be like, that's not Casey Jones.
I know. It's so not going to be Casey. Steven, keep the body. Just mess up the face.
Yeah.
Just, like, do something with the face. I don't know.
Just get really drunk around Vancouver and then go through Granville Street.
I feel really bad about saying that. I hope. Oh, God.
Stephen Miles, like, that's a great idea. I should do that. He's just going to get really drunk and stumble around Granville. Like, woo! Your girlfriend's really hot, bruh. What'd you say? You're going to look like Casey Jones soon enough, Stephen. Carlos is just like, Granville Street.
Just like, what? I have no idea what's going on.
Like a strip club or something?
Oh, there's no BK Nuggets there. Like, there's no Burger King there. Oh, no, wait, there is a Burger King. There is a new Burger King Shack.
Yeah, there is a Burger King there. There's a lot of really terrible food along there.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah. So, I don't know how to say this girl's name, but...
Sierra?
Renee. Oh, there we go. Anita to the rescue.
Yay.
She's been girl's name
as Hawk Girl in the Flash Arrow spinoff.
That still doesn't have a title.
No, it's just still the Flash Arrow spinoff.
We're just trying to throw in as many random characters as we can into one thing.
That's kind of it. Also, too, I mean, I kind of got into a heated debate with a user on Comic Book Movie this week over this topic because I'm like, I don't think she's a good fit. But...
And why did they think so?
Well, because some people are what I like to call blind DC fanboys. So when DC announces stuff, they're all like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. And they just love it. Like, they can't be critical of it because it's the only thing they get. Meanwhile, with me and Carlos, I mean, they can announce something and we're just going to be like, it might be okay. But, I mean, we still got to be critical of it. I mean, we still got to, you know, take a look and, you know, we know there could be something better. It's not that we just say, oh, well, you know, it's not like with the new Fantastic Four coming out, Carlos is like, well, we're getting Fantastic Four. That's good enough. We're like, no, there could be a totally better Fantastic Four.
I hate fans that are like that. That like, okay, because there's this one guy who I'm sort of friends with on CBM.com, Glider, and his thought process is that we should just be happy at all that we get anything, and so he just likes basically anything that we got. He says the only comic book movie he doesn't like is Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance.
Which is actually not that bad.
But I'm just saying, like he's such an apologist. He's just like, we should just be happy we're getting anything at all. And I'm like, you shut your mouth. Okay? That's just basically throwing out any ability to be critical at all. You're yeah, like, fuck like, it.
Anita, if you were like, these TMNT movies, they're okay. We'll take them. I mean, at least we're
getting... I will not take them. They're not going to get my money. Oh, wait, yeah. But continue. Yeah. Continue.
Idea, right? Like, and a lot yeah. of fanboys are like that, and those fanboys are the ones that I'm not big fans of, because, like, they'll just see anything, and they're not really critical. I mean, there are movies out there that, like, I'm just like, I know that there could be a better movie, and I'm just not going to see this one when it comes out.
Curtis is an anti-fan fan.
Yeah. I'm, like, what they call the hardcore fan.
That's another episode title right there, anti-fan fan.
If it weren't Devin Farage's cat, I'd go with that one, but I like Devin Farage's cat better.
Yeah. Well, as long as it's still me coming up with it.
What? Mr. Devin Farage's cat, you're saying that Fantastic Four is going to be the best movie of the year? Anyways, yeah, I mean, this girl that's playing Hot Girl, I mean, she's appeared to, like, in some things on Broadway, and they had, like, some clips on YouTube, so I'm like, okay, I'm kind of curious. I'll see what she looks like. And every time, like, everybody's, like, really into their performances, she would just stare off into the audience and have this, like, really dumb look on her face, like, as if she had no clue what was going on. Everybody else is, like, really into their roles, really kind of, like, immersed in the project. She's just like, hi. Like, what are you doing? Sorry. I was just like, I don't think she's a good fit. She'll be, you know, standing around. They'll be like, we got to stop Mirror Master or something, and she'll just be staring at the screen. They'll be like, what are you doing? That was my angry tirade for the week.
Well, we are the angry nerds, so you have to say yeah. something.
We're kind of passionate.
Join the club.
Join the club, Ross. Wow, we're like doing really good for time this week. I'm kind of surprised. We're like almost done news. It's only been like 30 minutes. What the hell?
Oh, wow.
This is like abnormal for us. Even for us, this is weird. Scott Eastwood is set to play Steve Trevor in... not Wonder Woman, but Suicide Squad. Because technically Steve Trevor is a Wonder Woman character, but why he's appearing in a Suicide Squad movie is just kind of...
Yeah, I've got no fucking clue why this is happening, okay? Like, can I just say, like, Suicide Squad has a lot of... is introducing a lot of characters, right? And it has a lot of characters that make sense to be in that movie, right? I mean, like, you have the actual members of the squad, like Deadshot and Harley Quinn and... Captain Boomerang. And then you have, again, characters that are affiliated with them, like, again, like, you know, Amanda Waller, and then even characters who are apparently just going to be sort of, like, in Arkham Asylum or wherever they're breaking into, people like Killer Croc, King Shark. I'm like, okay, these are all characters that make sense to be in this movie. Why is Steve Trevor here?
Yeah.
Like, it comes across as like, oh, we should introduce someone from Wonder Woman beforehand, but it feels like the most random movie to throw him into. Like, maybe they have a reason for throwing him in. Like, I don't know, but I can't think of one.
I mean, he's an Air Force pilot, so, I mean, it could be that it's just, like, a little quick cameo. Like, he flies by or something, but, I mean, yeah. Just,
he flies by over Arkham. He's all like, hey.
Hi, you'll see me in a couple years. Bye.
Like, okay, I get that the point is that, again, he's supposed to make his first full appearance in Wonder Woman, but I'm like, what role could he possibly have in this movie? I have no clue.
We shall soon find out. Woo!
So, Carlos, are you getting less excited for Suicide Squad? Because I remember when it first got announced, you were, like, kind of like, eh, we'll see. But, like, I don't know, lately a lot of the news just this hasn't been that great. So I want to update. Like, how excited are you for Suicide Squad?
It's going up and down for me. I mean, I still think that out of the DC properties that have been announced, it's definitely one of the ones I'm most interested in. I would say, again, like, out of the DC movies that they've, again, actually announced, Suicide Squad and Wonder Woman would probably be the ones that I'm most interested in. But I do like the fact that, again, they're introducing a wide swath of characters, these sort of, like, B and C list villains who you probably wouldn't get else otherwise. Like, that, to me, is, I'm like, that's a good idea. Yeah. But, like, I know that the cast is pretty damn good. I mean, they added a couple other new people aside from Scott Eastwood. Like, Adewale is playing fucking Killmonger, right? So, I'm still excited for it. I mean, a lot more than compared to, like, other DC movies like Shazam and Flash, which I just don't give a fuck about at all. But I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know what the hell... Why, it's starting to feel a little bit too stuffed. I don't know. Like, they're like, just throw... Like, every character that we can't fit into BVS, throw them into Suicide Squad, because we need to get as many characters onto the screen as possible, as fast as possible.
That's it for news this week. That's it.
Shit.
Half an hour. That's all it took us for.
Hey, what about the news I posted last night? Huh? What? That you didn't post that news?
What news? Oh, the news that I posted last night about the Full House sequel?
No, the news that I posted last night on CBM.com.
It's not always about you, Carlos, but yes. What did you write about?
I posted about, what is it, The Rogue Cut, the extended Blu-ray release of Days of Future Past, they announced how long it's going to be and how much it adds to the movie. Apparently, Singer tweeted about it, saying it's actually going to be about almost 20 minutes longer than the theatrical cut. Which just proves my point that the whole Rogue plot was actually critical to the plot of the movie, and they shouldn't have fucking cut it. I said that from the very beginning. I was like, Rogue actually, like, cutting out her story makes the plot of Days of Future Past make no fucking sense. So now I'm not going to buy it, but I am interested in still seeing it and being like, okay, this is the actual movie. So yeah, there was that. And I posted that news last night. And it got put on main. Because hey, unlike most basic users, I actually try to make my news articles look somewhat professional. I put some effort into it.
Just saying, I get impressed. But anyways, yes, Full House is getting a sequel series on Netflix.
Fuller House. It's called because it
wasn't full enough.
And then the threequel is going to be Not Full Enough House.
It's going to be Decommissioned House or something like that.
Yep, Empty House.
It's starring DJ Tanner and Kimmy Gibbler. So
really?
Yeah. Kimmy Gibbler,
this is going to be interesting.
She was the most annoying character on the show, so why they bring her back, that makes no sense. Cause
Kimmy Comic Gibbler, relief!
She was like...
You need like the hot girl and then like the dorky kind of best friend back so. Then.
But see, Kimmy was like the worst. Like anytime Kimmy would come on the show was even like self-aware of it, where they'd be like, oh, why are you so bad, Dad? And you'd be like, because freaking Kimmy Gibbler's here. Oh, even the show knows that Kimmy Gibbler is like the worst character. It's just funny. Speaking of characterization, characters that we don't hate. This week, I wasn't too sure what we're going to do for our movie talk, so I figure we'll do Quentin Tarantino movies, because we got The Hateful Eight this year. So I feel like it's somewhat relevant with his movies coming up, or his movie coming up. So we'll talk about Reservoir Dogs this week. Carlos.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
What are your thoughts on Reservoir Dogs?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. No, no, actually, I remember when I first saw Reservoir Dogs for the first time, like, I was a young kid. My dad was all like, hey, you should watch this movie. And I'm like, I'm six. And he's like, watch it. But anyway, it was actually one of the first movies that I feel like, again, like, you guys know that I'm a writer. You guys know that. Hopefully the people know mm-hmm. that. But it's one of those movies that taught me the importance of, like, how strong dialogue can change a movie, right? Because that's something Tarantino has always been gifted with, is dialogue. But Reservoir Dogs was, like, one of those first movies that was just, like, was just so fucking funny. Like, especially when they were doing that whole choosing their color-coded names, right? That was just fucking ridiculous, right? Like, they're pointing out all the names. It's like, and you're Mr. Pink, It's like, well, why am I Mr. Pink? Because you're a faggot, all right? Just
yeah.
And that whole sequence, like, it just goes on for, like, 5 minutes, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say if I took anything away from Reservoir Dogs, it's just, like, how important strong dialogue can be for a story. Good times.
I'd say, like, for me, it's a good movie, and I think it's, you know, obviously for first time, well, this wasn't his first movie that he kind of worked on, but I think that in terms of when you look at his style and how he does movies, it's certainly his debut at least, right? So, for me, I think the big thing about this movie is when you watch it for the first time, those twists in the movie are just so great, because if you, you know, if you're not the type of person to go read up stuff on Wikipedia or whatever else, and you just watch this movie and just take in all the twists and turns as they are, it's actually really engaging, really fun kind of way of them telling the story. And I think it's kind of funny nowadays because, you know, people just go online now and read up a little blurb on Wikipedia and you're like, oh, I guess I know how the plot goes, but, you know, yeah, like for you, Carlos, when you watch when you're like 6 years old and you see all these plot twists, yeah, maybe your six-year-old mind, you didn't get them all, but, you know, at least you're probably like, well...
Well, obviously it's something that I've gone back to a couple times since then, right? Like, you know what I mean? But,
you're, like, taking notes as a six-year-old, like, this is how I'm going to write fanfic. When I write fanfic one day for a comic book movie website...
That I'm going to talk about on a Three Angry Nerds podcast.
Even when you were 6 years old, you were pretty ahead of the game, Carlos.
Yeah, this is Carlos' origin story.
Yeah.
There's another episode title right there.
Well, Devin Frost just catcalled it, too.
No, I know. I'm just saying it's another one that sounds like it could be a good episode title.
Okay,
Carlos is...
Devin Frost is probably, like, sitting on his couch and his cat just comes up and goes, he's like, what? People are talking about me on a podcast?
Yeah. Devin Faraci's cat knows.
My only gripe with the movie is I think after you've seen it and you know the twist, the plot doesn't quite hold up the same. Like, I don't know, for me, like, once you know kind of the big major twist of the movie, like who's an undercover cop and so on and so forth, it kind of just takes away from the story a bit. But I mean, it's still a great movie, but it just kind of takes away from the rewatch value, I guess.
I honestly have not watched this movie before, and I'm like trying to like read up on this as you guys are talking about it too. I think like the very first Quentin Tarantino movie that I saw was Kill Bill, and then after that I started watching his stuff. But I like him. I really like his work. It's so much different than all the other stuff what people are bringing like onto the screen. So I mean, I'm gonna try and like catch this movie. I'm gonna try and like find this movie and watch it.
Retroactive.
It looks interesting.
The nice thing about Quentin Tarantino movies is that generally almost all of them are on Netflix, which is kind of a nice thing. Like, when I was, because, you know, obviously we've got, you know, a few more of his movies ahead for the movie talk, I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to look up and see, like, how many of them are on Netflix. And, like, all of his movies are on Netflix, which is kind of great. So, I thought that's kind of nice, too. You know, it's like, it's not like you get, like, director's filmography like that, where they just dump everything that they have on Netflix for everyone to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Steven Spielberg would do that, or George Lucas. So, just saying. I guess that's really it. All we have to say for Reservoir Dogs. I mean, it's not his best film, but I think for, like I said, for a first-time outing for a director, it's pretty good.
Yeah, right. Cause, like, the only thing that he had done, like, he had written one other movie that got produced, and of course he had his sort of weird student film. But almost every director has their weird student film that doesn't really count. But I think that, again, as far as a debut goes, a directorial debut, like a real directorial debut, it's pretty strong, pretty, pretty strong first impression, and that's why he sort of built up that reputation. It's a lot larger because of this first movie. So.
Also two great casts. Harvey Keitel, just generally like a really good cast, so that's part of it too. Well, that's all I gotta say, and that's all Carlos has to say, it sounds like. And Nita is just like,
I'm gonna watch it.
I thought this was your idea, Nita, these Tarantino movies, so what the hell.
Actually, it was kind of my idea.
It? No, was it?
It was kind of my idea.
It was kind of your idea? Oh, okay. Yeah.
I had a different idea. I can't remember what mine was. I had a different idea. Shoot, I can't remember right now. Because it was, like, last time when we were talking about, like, the Predator and Aliens, I was like, I'm not going to watch this stuff because I just shut my eyes. And it's like, you know, I only peek through, like, my fingers kind of a thing.
Okay.
And then I forgot what movie I was going to make you watch.
Next week.
And when I say you, I mean Carlos. Like, I'm directing that at Carlos. I forgot. I was supposed to make you watch a movie. But then I forgot.
Well, you can't make me watch what you forgot to... What you know.
I'm going to have to go back and, like, re-listen to, like, what I said. I should have made a note of that.
Trace back your steps for the entire last 2 weeks. And you're like...
And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to be like, oh, Carlos!
So what's the next one that we're going to watch? Pulp Fiction.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one.
So if you can watch Pulp Fiction for next week, that's your homework for this week, Anita.
I'll just rewatch it. Oh, but then like, oh, okay. Should I say this like right now?
Oh wait, I just remembered. Yeah, you're gonna be away for a bit.
So. Yeah, I'm going to Hawaii on Monday.
I'm jealous.
I'm
jealous too. If they weren't me. Carlos, did you just say you're not? Carlos is like, I'm not.
I'm not jealous.
I don't care for sun. I don't care for sun.
No, I don't. I don't actually.
Carlos would be like, if he was down there, he'd be like, do you guys have Alien Isolation down here? I've been meaning to play that game, and you know, you guys, I'm just saying, I'm on vacation. There should be some Alien Isolation. He'd be like, what?
It's like, come on, guys, I don't want beaches. I want, like, the comfort of a room with a door. And a TV, a video game.
Why do you think I don't really go on vacation?
Saving money?
That connection. I have to see what Chad's up to.
Well, I have to post more fanfic.
But can I just say, I'm not so sure if you guys heard, but, well, I heard this when I was in Seattle this past weekend for the Emerald City Comic Con. And I went to a panel for Stan Lee, and he mentioned how we couldn't ask him, but one of the questions was like, oh yeah, what's the best cameo that you've ever done, blah, 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 or like the best memorable cameo ever kind of thing. And he's like, well, I can't really say, but you know, I'll give it a hint that you should watch the new Avengers, because I would have to say that's my favorite one right now.
Oh, shit.
Stan's talking some shit.
I know.
Even though it's a shitty movie, I think his best cameo is still The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, that one really stands out as, like, again, like, if regardless of the quality of the film, the cameo is pretty fucking good.
I don't know, I feel like I have to see The Avengers for this one to judge before, but then, yes, Spider-Man was a good one. It really was, even though I hate Spider-Man, like, the way that they did it with a passion.
Andrew Garfield just bumped it up, but hey, he's unemployed now.
Hey.
Yeah,
karma.
Go back to doing your weird artsy hipster movies.
Yeah, go back to doing that. Okay. So we actually did get some emails this week, Carlos, so are you happy?
Only real emails? Holy crap.
Yeah.
Yay.
Let's bring them up and see what people want to hear. Are you ready, Carlos?
I am ready,
okay.
Senor.
Senor. Okay. Hello, nerds. Can we get more of you, of Kurt and Carlos insulting listeners? I was in stitches last week, Scott.
Well, fuck you, Scott.
Yeah, Scott. You keep telling us that you got a girlfriend, but we know that you're just a one.
We know you're talking some shit.
One man, one arm relationship. We get how it is, Carl. You know. Scott.
Now that we've been asked to do it, now we can't do it properly.
We suck. Last week we were all like riled up because we only had one email.
Oh.
Because we were actually mad, right? So that's why it worked. Now that people are just telling us to do it, now we can't do it.
It was kind of funny because like when I got this email, I was like, oh, how funny was it? I want to go back and listen to it again. And I was on the bus when I was listening to it, and I was just and like I was laughing on the bus, and people were probably like, is he like special or something? Like, why is he laughing so hard at this? But it was fun. Hello, nerds. What's your favorite April Fool's prank this year? Cheers, Brandon.
Like that we did or that we saw someone do?
Well, he the one that Curtis posted on Facebook.
Oh, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
That was my favorite one, for sure.
It's only funny because my fiance just was like, she kind of has these like moments where she's like, wait, what? Like, it just, she actually, you know, I put on Facebook that she was pregnant, and then she texts me. She's like, wait, am I? I'm like, no. You wouldn't know. If anything, you'd probably know before I would.
You know what would be really funny? If she actually messaged you, she's like, oh my god, who told you?
Yeah. Carlos did comment on that. He's like, lol.
Like with lots of extra O's.
Yeah. And then, you know, afterwards I was like, did you really think you were pregnant? And she goes, yeah, because I've been eating more lately. Like, that's her, like, thing. That's like, you know.
That's how she eats.
That's how she figures she was pregnant. She eats more. I'm like, hey, I eat more every day. I'm not pregnant, so that logic just went right out the window. But I'd also say, too, on Comic Book Movie, I made a prank article about there being a Batman live-action anthology series, and I had a few people that messaged me on Comic Book Movie being like, I hate you so much because I actually wanted that to happen. And I'm like, well, that's kind of how it goes sometimes.
Rough.
What about you, Carlos? What was your favorite? Well,
I just already said what it was.
I got that mixed up with my answer for some reason. Well, I already said mine. Mine was my post. But yeah, what I post on Facebook with my fiance was also pretty funny too. What about you, Anita? What was your favorite prank this year?
I didn't do any, but I saw a lot of people posting up pictures of like fake pregnancies.
Oh, okay.
So that was interesting. Okay. Unless you want me to like explain the one that I did see on TV that I thought was funny.
What was the one?
Do you know the TV show Just for Laughs?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So this one was like, they were in a store. I'm not so sure you guys saw, but like, so the store clerk put lipstick around like on her hand. So like she was supposed to be measuring like the collar of the guy with like the girlfriend, like whatever customer's girlfriend was there. And so as she would put the tape around the collar neck to measure, she would press her hand against the neck. So that way the lipstick kind of got off onto the neck. And then she'd be like, okay, yeah, go into like the dressing room and change. He'll change into like whatever kind of shirt. He'll come back out. And then they'll be like, oh yeah, do like a 360 turn and like show us. So then like the girlfriend will notice that he has lipstick on the neck. She'll be like, what is that? And then they're like, oh, I don't know. Like no one was in there. And there was actually a trap door for the mirror where this sexy girl came walking out of, then walked out of the change room and kind of like, oh, I don't know what's going on. And so like the girlfriends would always be so mad and like in shock. And the boyfriends would be like, I have no idea what the hell is going on. And I just thought it was so hilarious.
I didn't do nothing.
I know. I was like, that is probably the most smartest April Fool joke I've ever seen in my entire life. That was pretty good.
Marianne has a question for Carlos.
Oh, no.
She says...
It's like dreading.
Carlos, how's your fanfic going?
Oh, whoa. You just put the pause there when we all thought something else.
I don't know, Marianne. Maybe if you read it, you could tell me.
Yeah, that's true. But Carlos, how is Earth 717 shaping up? What's the current status on that?
It's doing pretty well. I mean, I got a whole bunch of new readers because I posted that article that basically had every story ever in one place.
The omnibus.
Yes, my omnibus. And since then, I've since delved into my first Thor volume, which is getting a lot of really good reception so far. I'm about a third of the way through. And it's doing pretty good because I'm doing something, again, like really different. From anything that I've done before. Like, this story is very cosmic, very big. So, again, a lot of people, they're just really excited the direction that I'm taking the universe. So, if you do read it, you know this. But if you don't read it, get to it, you damn kids, because the omnibus is available, so there's no excuse.
Breaking news. So, apparently, Asa Butterfield is up for the role of Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
That was, like, a rumor that came out, like, days ago.
Got posted on Comic Book Movie, Carlos, so now
it's official? It's official.
And it's not even official because it's a rumor, but whatever.
Yeah, just saying, Carlos. Get a little bit excited.
No.
Then don't get excited.
Okay.
Carlos. Anyways. I guess that's it. That's all we had for emails this week. But at least it's better than last week, so.
Yay!
So that's it.
Yeah, go team!
So, go read Carlos's fanfic. And, you know, I said that if you guys sent in 10 emails this week, I would read Doom's fanfic out loud. Well, you didn't do that, so I'm not reading Doom's fanfic.
Yeah, so you guys failed the challenge. Yeah. You guys suck.
So, you know, you should be really ashamed of yourselves.
You get 3 out of 10? Like, that's more than a failure. Like, God damn it.
Like, come on. You could have done better. Yeah. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. And, yeah. I guess we'll chat about Pulp Fiction next week. Minus Anita, but...
Yeah.
Plus knowledge and funny bombs.
So, yup.
Alright. Go, go talk to Devin Farachi's cat for us.
Meow.
Tweet. I didn't eat any BK nuggets today.
That's the thing. The joke's so good that like you just assume that he has BK nuggets.
Like,
I would imagine he does.
I know. You got my hopes up when you said that.
Fax him over.
Well, I didn't say BK nuggets.
Try to shove some BK nuggets into a fax machine and see how that goes. It's like, God,
yep.
That's when we. This is why we need to like invent a transporter soon. Or Carlos, do you have one hidden in your closet? I feel like, you know, you're hiding some kind of mystical object in your closet that is of like some greater.
I don't even have a closet.
You can make so many closet jokes right now. I'm just saying. All right, let's start. So that
cool.
I can go back to being a slack off today since it's my day off. Just saying. All right, 3, 2. What?